Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. German police sent 5,800 officers to Dresden on Monday in anticipation of a show of force by neo-Nazis. Instead, only 800 of the neo-Nazis showed up, far fewer than had been expected. They were there to commemorate the anniversary of the bombing of that eastern German city during World War II. For years, right-wing groups have used the anniversary to rally and deny Germany's responsibility for the atrocities of that war. Throughout the day, religious and commemorative sermons were held in honor of the many millions who suffered at the hands of Nazi Germany. And more than 13,000 people formed a 3.6-kilometer human chain to show their rejection of far-right extremism. On Monday, the day after a crucial vote in Athens, top officials in Berlin and Brussels welcomed the approval by Greek lawmakers of a new round of austerity measures, but urged the country's politicians to make sure that badly needed economic reforms are implemented over the coming months. In Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the vote was a very important step, but stressed that it was now time to push through reform programs that go beyond spending cuts. On Sunday, thousands of protesters, many of them wearing masks, marched through the streets of Athens and clashed with police to protest the new austerity measures. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly on Monday about the scale of abuses by the Syrian government, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, said that there is signs that crimes against humanity have taken place since last March and are continuing. She noted that credible reports indicate more than 5,400 people were killed last year and that the number of dead and injured continues to rise every day. She also accused the Syrian government of using the Security Council's recent failure to pass a resolution condemning the crackdown on protesters to crush dissent with overwhelming force. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Israeli diplomats in India and Georgia were targeted in almost simultaneous attacks on Monday. In India, the wife of an Israeli Defense Ministry official, as well as her driver, were injured when a man on a motorcycle attached a magnetic bomb to the diplomat's car. The bomb was powerful enough to injure two other small people in a nearby car. The other bomb in Georgia was discovered and disarmed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed the attacks on Iran and its Lebanese proxy Hezbollah. Iran denied responsibility for the attacks. European Union antitrust regulators approved on Monday the $12.5 billion takeover of Motorola Mobility by Google. The Commission said it saw no danger that Google would prevent other device makers from using its popular Android operating system after the takeover. It added that it sees no competition problems in Google owning Motorola's patents for 3G and other key wireless technology. Latest EU action means that Google now only needs government approval in the U.S., China, Taiwan, and Israel before it can close a deal that was announced 6 months ago. With the vote counted, Turkmenistan's President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov won a new five-year term by getting 97% of the vote. Election officials said on Monday the only international observation mission overseeing the electoral process was a delegation from the Post-Soviet Commonwealth of Independent States, or CIS. The CIS frequently offers positive assessments of votes criticized by more established monitoring bodies. A Western expert called the vote a democratic sham. The Nigerian Islamist sect Boko Haram said on Monday that it had killed 12 soldiers in an attack in the northeast town of Maiduguri, but security forces denied any of its officers had been killed and said it had shot dead sect members. A Nigerian joint task force in charge of tackling the unrest in the northeast, where Boko Haram first emerged, dismissed the allegation and said that it was the one who had triumphed and said it had killed 12 members of Boko Haram, while only two members of the joint task force were injured. And the final score of the African Nations Cup was Zambia's triumphant win over Ivory Coast's team, 8-7 on penalties on Sunday. For more news and information, visit dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.